Leah, do you want to come read a book?
Andrea Cacho and her family are finally settling into their new home at Fort Belvoir, Virginia, after a difficult move last summer. The Army transferred Cacho's husband from a base in Kentucky and paid to move all of the family's possessions to their new home. But things got off to a rocky start. Cacho says the company assigned to pack the household showed up late and did a careless job.
The corners of the boxes were like bulging. My husband's a medic, so we only had medical tape in the house, but I put medical tape on top of their packing tape because it was just not sticking to the boxes.
After the shipment left Kentucky, it took months for it to get to the Cachos in Virginia, a trip that normally takes about 10 hours. The items changed hands repeatedly, with four companies responsible for packing, trucking, and warehousing them. By the time they arrived, they'd been damaged to the tune of about $4,000.
Every box was smashed. There was water damage. There was mold. Like our wedding photo, our TV, everything was shattered.
Military families have long complained about the poor quality of their moves. Last August, one spouse circulated a Change.org petition pushing Congress to hold moving companies accountable. It went viral, gathering more than 100,000 signatures. That forced the military to rethink its approach. General Stephen Lyons heads U.S. Transportation Command, or TRANSCOM, the part of the Defense Department responsible for household moves. He says there are too many offices involved, and that makes it hard for the military to manage movers. And there's little quality control to make sure companies with spotty records don't keep getting work.
Today, if you were to look at the way we manage this program in the department, completely diffused, completely decentralized, every service is running their own thing, there's no enterprise approach. A carrier can be suspended over here, working over here.
Now TRANSCOM wants to hire what it calls a single move manager by the summer of 2021. It's a private company that would build networks within the moving industry and oversee contracting. The Canadian and UK militaries already use programs like it. Rear Admiral Pete Clark of TRANSCOM says the current system is so complex and overregulated that movers often don't want to take part. He says that's why there's a shortage of quality movers during peak seasons.
The primary premise is that the single move manager, who will be an industry expert, will remove the barriers for entry that the government has put in place.
But the change worries some advocates. Kelly Ruska of the National Military Family Association says she's not sure which problem TRANSCOM is trying to solve.
The most common complaint that we're hearing is a quality issue. Too few transportation providers, a lot of broken items, and that the claims process is overly burdensome. So I'm not exactly sure how outsourcing the management is going to solve all of the other problems.
Ruska says military families weren't adequately consulted about the changes, and they're concerned that the military has so few specifics about a program that's supposed to start soon. Andrea Cacho says the stakes are high for fixing the problem, because bad moves are more than just an inconvenience. They're affecting the military's mission.
I know personally multiple people that were like, okay, we're just going to get out of the military after this term because of the move. So then you're losing your soldiers.
The single move manager system is still in its infancy. In June, the Defense Department plans to get bids for moving and logistics companies. The military still needs to work out a lot of details, but expects the system will do a better job getting service members' possessions to their new homes safely. This is Carson Frame reporting.